And I'll talk about a couple different things. One, a little bit about the economy, what we see going on in our shop. Also, a couple things what we're trying to focus on from a tax side of it. And many of you, you all know what Controller of Public Accounts does, but it's amazing in our office, there's always something new that I had no clue that our agency dealt with because the breadth of issues that we cover, and I'm not necessarily talking from a tax side, but all these different things that the legislature has given the office over time. And I give you one example here. A while back, I had a meeting on my calendar and I couldn't figure out what it was really about. Even the details didn't really adequately explain. So we were sitting there at the table in my office, and they had a bunch of posters. And I said, well, what are we looking at these posters? Because the legislature last session had also put a law into place that came in effect already that if you're under 18, you can't buy e-cigarettes. And I thought, well, what does that have to do? Because my core constitutional duties is I'm the chief revenue estimator. I give an estimate of the state, how much money's coming into the Treasury starting the day before a legislative session, and then partway after a legislative session, take a refresh of that economic data as well as tax law changes that could impact the budget, and you do the certification revenue estimate. Obviously, we're in charge of tax collection, which, as you know, is over 1,700 of my almost 3,000 employees is just in the tax area. And then we're the finance treasury department. And so those are really our three core constitutional duties. But then we have a whole host of other responsibilities. And so as we were sitting there looking at these pictures, and it was, if you go into a convenience store and you see the signs that are sitting in the store that says, if you're under 18, you can't buy cigarettes, we put those in there.